A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Right, if you've been trading the markets in the past week, it's generally been quite a positive couple of sessions. The Straits Times Index is now on a six-day winning streak, and last time it was this long was last September. And of course, we have Wall Street capping quite a solid week. So some of you might be wondering, is this a good time to get back into the markets after quite a pretty lousy 2018? Well, we have with us Kevin Ho. He is the Managing Director and Chief Investment Officer at Capital Asia Investments. Morning, Kevin. How was your weekend?
Morning, Ryan. It's an interesting weekend considering the markets have been coming up a couple of days in a row, actually more than 6 days, right?
So, Kevin, you're a, CIO at this fund management company, Capital Asia Investments. You've got assets under management, about $480 million. Give us a sense of how you approach your investments. What does your fund invest in?
Well, first off, Capital Asia Investments is a fully licensed fund management company under the MAS ambit. We try to be different with the rest of the market. We are what you call a multi-strategy, multi-asset class investor. And our real focus is in strategies that some people would consider coming under this category of statistical arbitrage. So we tend to look at quantitative models and the risk management processes rather than just looking at the earnings reports and things like that.
So mainly on currencies, fixed income, not so much on stocks?
Well, we do have positions in equity indices and commodities and global interest rates as well. One of the reasons why we try to stay away from stocks is because, you know, there's a lot of fund managers who are really very good and they do this all day long. Mm-hmm. Where we differ is we have an opinion in the market in that investors generally need to have access to markets that are symmetric. So you must be able to go long, you must be able to go short, protect yourself.
Right, Kevin, so it was quite a tough 2018 for many fund managers. How did your fund fare?
Well, we had a very good last 6 months. I mean, some of the key themes that we did pretty well in was the short gold in the beginning of the year and then the long gold position. We were short the sterling pound because of Brexit all the way from May. October 20th, we had a screaming sell in the equity market. So, you know, we're still holding some of those positions. So these are some of the key themes that that characterized our returns for the rest of 2018.
Right, we've got Kevin Ho, Managing Director of Capital Asia Investments with us. So Kevin, looking at the first week of trading for 2019, looks pretty much quite optimistic so far. What's your take on what's happening? Is there any effect from the January effect with people coming back into the markets?
What we've noticed through the last 30, 40 years, based on our own quantitative research, is that generally January tends to see an influx of new funds coming into the market. So most fund managers have actually a long-only mandate and they just have to buy stocks. So they tend to buy the equity components of key indices, the major components. So therefore, by default, there's this tendency for January effect. But having said that, over the last 6-7 days, we've seen a nice strong equity markets worldwide. Usually markets tend to swing back and forth. We think maybe this week might be a little bit different.
Of course, there is a lot of optimism right now. Do you think that's going to continue and have more steam as we head into the earnings season?
Well, I think earnings, or rather price in relation to earnings, is relative. It's a matter of, you know, how investors respond to earnings or shock or surprise results. One thing I'll have to say about the January effect is that since it was discovered in 1976, we've had almost 40 plus years of this kind of effect kicking in. The first 20 years of since 1976 was, we're talking about 75% accuracy if it happens. But over the last 20 years, this has come down quite a bit. So we're looking at about 60% accuracy if it happens. What it means is, in the January effect, if January ends strong, it's bellwether for the rest of the year. But what most investors don't really realize is that it's not just the January effect. In the down years that the January effect is correct, the results can sometimes be quite catastrophic for stock market buyers.
Of course, Kevin Ho, Managing Director of Capital Asia Investments with us. So Kevin, of course, the big event everyone's watching out for is tomorrow night when the UK goes to vote for Brexit, if they like what Prime Minister Theresa May is presenting. So you mentioned you were, I guess, short on the British pound. What is the positioning around this week if you're looking to leverage Brexit?
Well, one of the things is that if you come into an event like this that can swing both ways, you'll have investors thinning out in the market. I think most of them will tend to try to stay out. By the way, staying out of the market is also a position, yeah? One of the things that we've realized about the whole Brexit fiasco, so to speak, since it began is that, you know, it was a lot easier to have a second referendum than to try for Theresa May's government to just, you know, try to hammer their way through, you know, some sort of
agreement. Sounds like that.
Yeah. So it's happening. I won't be surprised if they do a U-turn on this.
So what are the various scenarios that might happen?
Well, one of the things is that when we look at how markets move, it's always a function of how professional investors or institutional investors react of surprises. So if the expectation is that they're going to do something about making a U-turn, then I think there's a good possibility that the sterling pound might recover, because it's come off quite a bit since last April already. So I think this is where the shorts are starting to start looking at covering. We've covered quite a bit already, but we're still not so hopeful that this will be a clear-cut case of some sort of a quick resolution yet.
Okay, Kevin, just to wrap things up, I just want to ask you on your take on currencies, because you were talking about British pound, right? What is the approach for currencies? Is it always more risky than stocks?
Well, I think that's a great myth in the market. If you don't include leverage, one of the great risks of investing in currencies and commodities is this free leverage that comes along, you know, with the futures position or even spot. If you take out leverage, a typical currency is half to one-third the volatility of a typical stock. So, and that's the reason why stock markets fall so much faster than currencies. If you don't use leverage in currencies at all, your returns are, well, sub 10% perhaps, but that's all you can do. But equity markets, because they're much more volatile, you can have a 20-30% year. It's possible.
Of course, leverage is a factor as well, like I mentioned. We've been speaking with Kevin Ho, Managing Director of Capital Asia Investments.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.